Enzo. Oh, this is probably too long for a voice note.
Hey, Claire. I know. Save it for the podcast.
Your space for an unfiltered and candid conversation.
Skip the small talk and dive in deep.
Hi, he's Enzo.
And she's Claire.
And this is Too Long for a Voice Note. We are back.
I think we haven't said this in such a long time.
Exactly.
Hello, everyone.
Too Long for a Voice Note.
It's
welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for joining us again.
If you think you get rid of us.
Exactly.
Well,
if you think we were down and out, no.
No, we're ready to spam your feet again. How are you,
Claire? Oh, good. I'm so happy to be back. As you guys will notice, we have a studio. A shout out to Alex at It's a Cult for our new designs. We absolutely
love them.
He actually did
our first visuals.
He's been with us all the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the founding members.
Exactly.
Of the podcast. So thank you very much, Alex. So yeah, I guess like if you're new here, we are a podcast about things. No, we're a podcast about, we like to talk about, like, I think deep things in a really like light way.
Exactly.
As you may hear in the intro, it's kind of like, I think that's a good,
skip the small talk and dive deep.
Yes. So like
deep.
So yeah, it's kind of like we like to talk about things that it may matter to you or not, but I think you at least you find it interesting in the way that we approach them.
Yeah.
And it's not about like only fun or like superficial things. We want to like dive in deep.
Exactly.
But more like in a light way. So it's kind of
like a
friend's conversation, which is
at the end of the day. And we cover lots of different topics.
And
if you don't know, if you are new here, the format of the podcast is that every week I bring a secret topic to Enzo, so Enzo knows literally nothing about the topic.
Secret.
And vice versa. Enzo will bring a topic for me, which I don't know what that is, and then we'll just freely talk about that topic.
Yes.
So
before we start, shout out to our new mics. I mean, we have one. I think this is the founding
member. This is
member
the original
well.
One.
Yeah, this is the new one.
Yeah.
He's been fighting for, I think, 2 years now, like holding both of our voices in
exactly.
one recording.
Exactly.
Like, now we have a new one, so shout
so
out to
happy.
Sure,
sure.
Mics.
At Sure. Sponsor
at
us.
Sponsor us.
Yeah, with all that being said, I think it's your week.
It's my week, so I'm starting. A hint. I think before filming today, we were talking about friendships, right?
Okay.
We have friendships, our friends, other friends, whatever, we're talking about that. And my topic, actually, it's related to friendships.
Okay, wow.
So, but specifically about low-maintenance friendships.
Ooh!
So, guys, that's a thing. I recently came across about this, let's say, concept. You know, I think like now in this generation of TikTok and social media and Gen Z or whatever, I think everything tends to become like a thing, I feel like everything's like a concept, everything is like a trend, everything's like a topic, which is kind of interesting because maybe sometimes helps you to dissect things.
Yeah.
And I came across this because there was like this video of people saying like, oh, they were so happy to have low maintenance friendships. They were so like grateful for that because they don't have time to have like really invested friendships. Just before starting or getting like more into detail, like what do you think that means something to you? Have you heard about it? Like, do you agree with this or not? Or like,
okay,
or,
interesting.
Because I think I know how's your way of being a friend. So I know what you want to say, but I want to know like, a bit like, what's your experience with this?
I've never heard of a low maintenance friend. And I don't know whether it means like those really amazing like old friends that you're just so comfortable with them. Like with us, for example, I will say, is it low maintenance because we don't need to, like, there's never any fuss, like there's never any problems, or I know exactly where I stand with you, you know where you stand with me, so therefore, is it low maintenance? Or
actually, I have to say that, bang, that's wrong.
Is it wrong? Or is it that is it just more like a relationship that you're not putting into that much because you're not invested? Is that what it means?
So as I say, like, I found this terminology or this term first on Instagram, I think it was.
Okay.
And then I was curious about it because I think like we both like really valuable friendships, so we are really invested on them. And so I found that a really like interesting topic. So basically, typically, this term describes friendships where require minimal effort to keep. is generally like a friend. You may send an occasional text or like checking in randomly sometimes, or you can spend a lot of time without seeing each other. A low maintenance friendship is a relationship where you maintain your closeness with another person without necessarily speaking to them every day.
Okay.
So, to go to the Gen Z thing, this thing is a terminology and like a thing that's very celebrated by Gen Zers. And like it's very like something very, let's say, very TikTok-y era, because they celebrate, they had a lot of viral videos about it because they say they hate, and I found this interesting, like a lot of young people, they find like they hate when people are taking over their time.
Yeah, I've been
saying.
And they
feel like when others, they have certain expectations on them or they take over their time, they feel like insulting. And it's like, you don't do that with my time. Which I find that...
That's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing. And yeah. Also find that a bit problematic.
Yeah.
Because I feel like friendships shouldn't feel like they're taking up of your time.
Mm.
They should feel like they're... It's kind of like a place where you gain something, where it gives you happiness or whatever it is you get from your friendship. But... Also, I understand maybe some friends are really more demanding. And maybe let's talk about that. Like, for you, maybe, what are your boundaries with friendships? And, like,
okay. When
do you think they're too demanding of your time and they're, like, back up?
I think some boundaries that I have with friends are if, for example, they have a problem with their life. Just to say, I think I put a lot into my friendship. So I think this concept is slightly odd for me, which we can go into in a bit. But I feel, to go to a question about boundaries, I feel like if a friend is struggling, let's say with a breakup, and it's like they've been broken up for a really long time, but they're still going on about the same situation, I think that's a boundary that I need to have. Because like, I'm never going to change what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm always going to say like, he's an arsehole, for example, or whatever. Yeah. And I think we can like feed our friends a little bit too much. So I think it's good to always be there, be supportive, but also know when to say like, this is time. You need to move on. We need to stop this.
And then you're taking from my
time and I and think
space maybe
that sometimes, you know, when like you're a good friend, I feel it's difficult because I think we think that people will always put the boundaries that we expect, but that's not actually true.
Yes, about friendship boundaries, I think it's something that really took me time like working on it, because I think, as we say, I'm very invested in my friendships and I think I can give it all. But then when it starts to affecting, honestly, your well-being or something, or like your values or whatever, I think that you need to review. I think a boundary for myself is like, if someone needs help, for example, and I give him my support and it's still maybe like my support is not accepted, then it's kind of like, okay, this is what can I offer you. If you cannot accept that because it doesn't work for you, I kind of like push back a bit, because I cannot be like, if you're not supporting what I'm saying, if what I'm saying is not good enough for what you need right now, there's a point like I need to step back, because now I'm going to be frustrated. And you're going to be frustrated about the friendship.
You mean like if they're not following your advice?
Or like if you ask me for an advice and I give you the advice back and then you're not happy with that advice and you want more advice from me and then I give you another advice and you won't take that advice. So it's kind of like, okay, well, I cannot help you in this situation.
Because it's making you feel helpless.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of like... And I think it can lead to, like, maybe complications of things. I don't know.
You can get resentful.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, this maybe could be a boundary. You say something that made me think, like, oh, this is all the boundaries about being an adult as well. And that made me think, because this thing, it came a lot from the younger generation, like Gen Zers. And I think because they're obviously younger, so they don't have, like, they haven't become adults yet to kind of, like, have boundaries and limits without... saying like, oh, I have a low maintenance friendship, you know? It's a bit like of that learning. They haven't had that learning yet.
Yeah, maybe. I feel something that you said that was interesting was about this thing about time and relationships and how dare you take my time. And I think that is something, not to sound like an old person, but I do find that quite Gen Z, because it's like, is that a lot to do with like the content that they've been growing up consuming? And
so, like,
of course we all value our time and I understand that to a degree, but I feel like this theory, I don't know, you can tell us more about
it,
but I'm feeling like it's very transactional.
It's a big transaction. I do agree.
You can't be, for me, you can't be transactional in relationships. You have to have balance. Mm-hmm. And of course, like, you need to feel like the friendship, let's stick with friendships. You need to feel like the friendship is equal. And then that might be a boundary as well. The only way that you're going to develop your friendship is to give more.
Yeah.
At one point, you're going to have to take a leap and maybe give more than the other person is giving.
Because that's as any relationship.
Exactly.
Sometimes you like give more and receive more.
And then you hope that you know, but I don't think you can...
It's not one plus one.
Yeah, you can't just say like, I'm going to give less because I don't know if I'm invested yet. Yeah, it's a bit like you're going to have to do that to move forward, I think.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Then I like from all this viral content, then there's like a lot of people obviously not agreeing with it. And someone say like this, I think this become like this person who say they become really like a big thing. And, you know, I think the topic's been growing. But this person say like, to be honest, and which I agree, people use the excuse of being a low maintenance friends to be just awful friends. And I kind of agree with that. It's kind of like, if you, for me, like having a low maintenance friendship, it has a bit of a being an awful friend because you don't want to spend or you don't want to invest the energy in another person, which a friendship, it is investing energy and time, but in a good way, it's because you want to do it, you know?
And what's the point of being low maintenance? Because, what are they there for then?
Exactly.
Well, are they there for when you want someone to like hang out with?
Yeah.
Or you're like, you don't have any plans for the Saturday night, so you want to do something? Yeah. Or if you break up with your boyfriend, are they there then? And that is being an awful friend.
That's being an awful friend, because which is very like...
Yeah, or is it... I think there's a difference between like, you have your best friends, you have your core, then you have your acquaintances. Agreed.
Which there could be low maintenance friends.
Exactly. That's totally fine. But is that the same?
I think I was thinking about that actually when I was reading about this. And I do think that I do have low maintenance friendship, but they are more like acquaintances. you know, they are not my core friends. Mm. That people that are like my secondary friends, let's say. Yeah. They're still my friends, but I can test them once in a while and we're still gonna be fine.
Yeah.
But they're not my friends. I wouldn't take them as my main core of friends. They're like that type of friend.
And you know what the problem is with this? Is that I think that's fine for you because they also view you as a low maintenance friend.
Exactly.
You're an acquaintance to them. They're not, you're not their ride or die, and you're not their ride, vice versa.
Agreed, yeah.
But I think a problem might come with this where it's like having a fuck buddy, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, are we on the same page? Because you can view like a fuck buddy as a low maintenance relationship, but then what if the other one is like, oh, actually I thought we had feelings for each other. It's the same with the friendship.
It is.
It's like, oh, I'm your... But I think you very quickly, in any relationship, you very quickly are slapped with that reality. True. So I think this isn't a problem if everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. There's like this female friendship expert. Ooh. That it's interesting, like someone is a friendship expert.
What a great job.
Right? Yeah. She's called Danielle Bayard Jackson. And Bayard. I don't know why I pronounced that. Hopefully that's how she goes around life saying, like, I'm Danielle Bayard. Like, that's what I hope for her, you know. So she said like she's an expert of friendships, right? She said like low maintenance friendships are a dangerous thing to glamorize. And she agrees. She adds that it's important to define exactly what makes a friendship low maintenance or low effort. Mm. She said, like, typically these relationships are like more related to the frequency that you check on your friendships. Like, she adds that it can be problematic. So some research in the UK as well, they said like an average British adult, they used to have 5.1 close friends. And that number went 27% in the last few years to just 3.7.
Wow.
Also, 1 in 10 people, they say they have no close friend at all. And then like more, that's like literally like a 50% of, right, like the number, it went up 50% in the last 10 years from people having like, you know, like one friend, 1 of 10 saying that they don't have a close friend.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like, this is a link with something very interesting.
Mm.
At least this is for the UK. Like, they link this a lot also to, like, how expensive is living, for example, in a city like London.
Mm.
And how people are, like, kind of like, because of budget and money things, they have less opportunity to meet their friends. Mm. And to, like, meet for a dinner, have a drink, like, go out. So people are staying more and more and more in.
Mm.
So those friendships are, like, with time, are getting weaker. And there are less spaces for people to kind of like connect. And they say like, this is how like the other side of like low, how friendship, they get low maintenance because they're pushed to be there. So that was this like theory from these statistics on how it has changed in the UK, for example.
I'm not sure I agree with that, to be honest, because I feel like I understand that life in London is very expensive, but like, well, not to say like, oh, our friendship group is amazing, but like we often do something around each other's houses. That's one way.
Yeah.
And I also feel like you can be connected and feel like you have a friend even when you're living in different cities, or even when you're just communicating via the phone. I wonder if it's more to do with the rise of social media than cost of living. Because I think, you know, like you can go to the park or something.
That's for free.
Or like you can go for a walk or, you know.
Yeah, I do agree that at least living in cities, like in big cities in America, in, I don't know, Asia, in UK, whatever it is, whatever it is, of course, like life is so fast and so busy that it's a bit harder and you need to make more of an effort. And I think like, for example, for me, I don't feel it as an effort because I try to plan ahead what I'm going to do with my friends. Like, let's do this, let's meet, let's put it in the calendar, blah, blah, blah. It is an effort. I don't say as much as an effort, but you need to plan yourself a bit.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person that you let things go a bit and you left everything for the last minute or whatever, it's true. You won't see your friends.
It's true.
And then I think, I feel I have friends that are becoming, maybe they're becoming low maintenance friendships because we're just naturally fading away because that lack of effort from my side or the other side because of this, because timing, because you don't plan, because whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's a reality, but it's not an excuse, as you were saying.
But that's more to do with like life being busy rather than like economics, you know? True. Which I do definitely think, I agree with you that like, you know, you need to plan in London. Yeah. I think it might be different to like other countries where you can just be like, hey, do you just like casually want to have a drink? Like
Madrid or something.
Exactly. It's a bit more like whatever. Yeah, London is like, we definitely like our agendas. Like we like to plan. And it's true. Like we bookings, can all go like, you know, before you know it, it's been like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's nothing bad. It's just that you...
It's life.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think you said something interesting about like how maybe social media or how times maybe change things, because I do had back in the days really close friends that I made online. Yeah. Like I have like people that are my life people, like it's like Leah, like it's a friend of common that we have, for example, amongst others, but like Leah, for example, she's like a person, like it's my lifetime friend, and we met online, and we built a really strong and deep relationship over messages and over chats, let's say, and then over person, then we became also like friends, like in the regular life. But I think like the effort and the, so like, I think technology and social media or whatever you call it is not an excuse to have a low maintenance friendship, because I have managed to have really strong friendships over the internet, over the phone. I have friends from Venezuela that we're close and we talk about like really deep stuff over a regular daily basis, and we don't see each other ever. Like, a lot of the excuses for a low maintenance time or low maintenance friendship is like, oh, I'm not compromising my time because I don't want to put my time, I don't want to like blah, 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 blah. But I think for me, that's like a bit of an awful friend, because you can like, if you don't see your friend because you don't have a lot of time, you chat your friend.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's not about like... So there's ways to kind of keep and invest in your friendships if you really want. So for me, low maintenance friendships are a bit like a way off. Or you don't really want to have friends because that's too much for you.
I think it's something about priorities, because I think that not everybody prioritizes friendships as highly as they do their career or working out or dating, for example.
Which is fair as well.
And I think once again, that goes back to like understanding. And that might be an age thing as well. Like we said at the beginning of the episode, like I think that is about understanding your place in someone's life. Yeah. And, you know.
That's interesting, because one of the first videos I saw about this, it was this person saying like, I really appreciate this concept because I don't like people or friends being like, why you didn't have time for me? Why you're doing things with other people? Why you're not inviting me to things? Why you're not prioritizing me? So basically it's like that... Which I think it's fair to have to a degree in a friendship. You obviously, you own some things to that person because it's your friend, right? I think maybe low maintenance friendships are important, or people tend to be in that place when maybe the other friend maybe is too controlling or too much.
Interesting.
Because I feel like if you tell me like, hey, piece of shit, I haven't seen you like in a month, can you have time for me? I will be like, well, yeah, of course, because it's true, I haven't made the time.
Yeah.
But because like we had the friendship that we own that to each other, true, and we are okay with that.
Yeah.
But then there are people that are really not okay with that. And I think that if you don't have a bit of that, I think you won't be able to have like a big relationship, friendship.
It's
you
true.
Always will have a more surface one.
Mm.
And I think that's the thing, like that person was saying, like, oh my God, I don't really like people being like, why you don't do this? Why you don't invite me? So obviously people can be toxic and you can have toxic friendships as well that are demanding too much.
True.
So I think it's that fine line.
But
right?
then isn't that like a bit of a communication problem as well? Mm. Because like I understand that we have demanding or less demanding friends, but I do think there is something really priceless about having friends that you're in a busy period of your life because you're busy at work.
Yeah.
And so you're a bit more absent on the phone or texting. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like, isn't that, like, why? I don't know why. I understand the concept. I get it. But why do we need to have low maintenance friendships? Why can't we just have good friendships where we're saying, listen, I'm here for you. I would love to see you in 2 weeks' time. But you know what? For the next 2 weeks, I'm just going to be completely focused on work or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
So I just think it's a slightly strange thing in a way, because shouldn't you be able to communicate that?
Of course. Do you think like low maintenance friendships are like just way for people to have like not really a committed relationship? It's like lack of commitment?
Yeah, right? Probably.
Is that?
And I just wonder, is it about like, I don't know if this is a bit of a dark thing to think, but is it like it gives us safety and comfort to know that there are those people around for us if the shit hits the fan?
Yeah.
But you can only rely on those people when you've been giving to those relationships as well. You can't just, need to be there for them when they have a shit time.
Yeah.
And that needs to be free as well.
And it has to be constant as well.
Exactly.
I don't think like someone that you text one every 6 months will help you in a really moment of need.
Exactly.
Because it's weird, someone that you don't have that constant connection to be and like save you in a difficult moment, for example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That has to be something that builds naturally.
I had a funny thing like that, actually, like a few years ago. I'm certain that this person doesn't listen to the podcast, but really sadly,
person is like, every single episode, like, what this bitch is saying.
Like a little voodoo doll. Like a little voodoo doll. But it was interesting because I'd gone to school with this girl, and we hadn't heard from her for literally about 10-15 years, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe a bit less.
Yeah.
And she reached out and said, like, oh, by the way, obviously really sadly, like, a member of my family has a disease.
Yeah.
And it was I thought that was a very interesting, obviously, like, you know, she reached out to a few of us from school. I thought that was just such an interesting move, because
you don't have contact with her anymore, right?
Like, I wouldn't, not to be like, I wouldn't do that, but there's no way in hell I would reach out to like a girl from school that I hadn't spoken to in 10 years over like Enzo, Leah, Rodrigo, Wincy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just wouldn't enter my mind because
it's
they're
weird.
Not present. I don't know. I didn't know anything about that girl, not for anything bad, but we went to school. It didn't maintain the relationship,
and
didn't carry on
as well.
So
that's interesting.
I mean, it struck me as like,
I guess
like a loneliness in a way. But this is what happens when you don't invest in your friendship. Not to say maybe she had great friends and maybe she just thought of us.
True.
I don't know, but...
But it's... I totally agree, yeah. That's what happens. Let's say like maybe she didn't have really close friends and she just need to bend this out to get like support from people, like because she needs to be support.
Yeah, you're
so it's
right.
It's kind of like, well, you maybe needed like to have more... That's why you invest in friendships, because I think like... And I do believe, and I think we have this same view, like your life is maintained and built...
Mm.
Around and up to like good relationships, because they're kind of like your like pillars in a way. There are pros and cons of this, and like there's, I think we made it sound like it seems really negative. I think it seems negative for us. Maybe we're just old. We're just millennials.
We're Sagittarius. We don't believe in low maintenance anything.
Everything is fucking high maintenance in this fucking life, right? Everything. That could be as well. It could be personality thing, right?
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Anyway, I mean, there's also pros. They define things like, for example, those friendships are flexible. Like, they have space for flexibility. It's kind of like, you can do it, fine, we're doing it time. Are you fine? No? Okay, we can talk later. Whatever, you know, like, it's like a space of, like, no, again, commitment.
Mm.
That was described as a pro, like, maybe like a low level of commitment as well. Or maybe it's a commitment that doesn't have so many like rules around it. So that could be a pro for some people. Like less stress and less pressure. I think a lot of people, they feel pressure for friends. And I think also maybe you have shitty friends. I'm sorry.
Exactly. That's so strange. Like, do you feel pressure from your friends? That's so weird.
If you feel your pressure from your friends, then there's something you need to like review address. But address. But I think people sometimes they feel pressure by their friends, and the friends that put some pressure on them to do things maybe or to like talk about stuff or whatever. I think for some people that's really nerve wracking.
For me, if you feel pressure from your friends, you just don't want to be friends with them.
Fair enough. To be honest. Like you have shitty friends. Hot take. If you're pressure for a friend, fuck that friend. Like, just unfollow.
Or just say, like, you know, if you don't want to do something, like, you're not going to do it. Like, if you don't have time.
And we still can be super close. That's the thing. Exactly. Like, you can still be, like, assertive and being like, hey, Claire, I really don't want to do it. I'm tired. Yeah. And we still have the same amount of friendship. They were like, unfollowed. Are you what? What are your plans?
I just was thinking as you were speaking.
Yeah.
Is it, I don't know if it struck me that, is this something about not getting your feelings hurt? Because it's like, if I have a low maintenance protection. Friend, is that maybe more attractive to somebody who has been hurt? And friendships can really hurt us.
Yeah, true.
You know, friendship breakups. If you're someone who's had a really bad friendship breakup, is that just a way of being like, well, I wasn't that committed anyway?
Yeah.
Then it's not that deep if they say, like, I don't want to be your friend. Yeah. I don't know if there's something there.
I agree. And I think this can mirroring as well if you don't want to have like maybe like serious, maybe it's not a word, but like a proper... proper if you don't want to have like a full-on relationship and you want to have just casual relationship with people because maybe that's connected to that you don't want to be hurt, because the more you invest the more you're hurt. But also that's not a way of living, right? That's what I think.
Well, like, definitely, once again, because
everything
gonna,
is gonna be like that, you will keep everything like superficial.
What an interesting topic.
It's a way to
live. An interesting topic.
And I have to say, you better don't try to be my low maintenance friendship ever.
I'm gonna be like, oh god, him once again. Yeah, like, a 10-minute voice note.
I will annoy the fuck of you, and then you could be like, oh my god, why this guy is actually.
I'm gonna archive like, you.
I fuck this shit. But yeah, I don't know. I think that was an interesting topic. I think it's growing a lot on socials, especially. And yeah, some people, yeah, I have to say, I don't agree with that. If you have your friends, be fully committed with them. Give them time. They're going to give you things back. But also I think like my friends are my family. So that's why I invest on them. That's my take.
Definitely.
If you don't feel your friends are your family, so maybe you don't have great friends. So change them.
I think it will be interesting if you guys let us know what your view on friendship is. How do you view your friends?
Yeah.
Place in your life, like what are they to you? Because I feel that someone right, they're not maybe. Everything for me, like my friends are everything.
True.
And it always has been like that.
Yes, I agree.
So I always put a lot in, but sometimes you don't, and that's also fine. So maybe that concept works.
Yeah.
Maybe we're both very similar in the way that we view friends, which is very like, you know, but
so it will be good to hear someone that has a really opposite point of view. So yeah, please
drop us a comment, give us that engagement.
And also, yeah, remember to fucking like this episode and to subscribe and do all of that. It actually really helps, you know.
Share, it really helps.
You know, all of that, it's true. That's why everyone's saying every video, because it's actually
exactly true. So guys, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye guys. See ya.